Impromptu in C-sharp minor, played by Gabriela Montero, a piece which might never have seen the light of day if Chopin had had his way. It's 9:30 over on Radio 3 Unwind. You can catch Ultimate Calm with Olafur Arnalds on your digital radio or your smart speaker. Right now, though, here on Radio 3, let's join Zakia Sewell.
Hello and welcome to Music Planet. Spring is almost here, so I thought we could start with this from Peggy Seeger.
So early, early in the spring, I shipped on board to serve my king. I left my dearest dear behind. She oftentimes swore
a gorgeous voice, and I have to say I do have a soft spot for a bit of banjo. For those who don't know her, Peggy Seeger is a legendary American folk singer, wife of the late Ewan McColl, another folk great, and she celebrated her 90th birthday last year and did her final tour last summer, so lovely to be able to honour her on tonight's show. That was So Early, Early in the Spring, originally released on her 1958 album, Folk Songs and Ballads. Hers is one of my absolute favourite versions of the song. This is Music Planet, and I'm Zakia Sewell, sitting in tonight. I'm a broadcaster, writer, and DJ, and you can normally find me over on Six Music every Sunday evening, playing all sorts of dreamy music. But tonight I've picked out some folk favourites for you from around the world. I've got some cumbia from the Peruvian Amazon, music for solo bellophone from Lasana Diabate, and some brilliant Thai guitar music from the 1960s. But my obsession with folk culture really began here in the UK. My dad took me to see a band called Pentangle when I was 15, and it sparked my obsession with all things folk. So I'm going to play you one of theirs. This is from their classic album, Basket of Light, which also happens to be one of my favourite albums of all time. It's called Hunting Song.
Stay in your heart and live so well. the spreading love. A knight with white device upon a shield all black and deep, in grief and sorrow sings his unrequited love. Young noble woman riding by, pray tell me, have you seen Queen Isolde, the fairest maid? In company she rides, for I swear to every man.
Pentangle and Hunting Song from 1969, and I just love that song so much. I think it's the twinkling glockenspiels and those intricate guitar parts. Somehow they transport me to a magical other Britain. I write about Pentangle's music in my new book, Finding Albion, which is all about my quest for alternative visions of Britain via folk traditions, songs and myths. And I've always been drawn to folk cultures from all around the world. The fact that they're so rooted in specific places and communities, and yet they speak of something shared, something universal. This next one is another favourite of mine. It's a classic of Rastafarian-inspired music, born out of Nyabingi drum sessions, where Rastas gather together and chant spiritual hymns. And its rhythms are really the basis of reggae music. I love this song because the melody sounds a little bit like an old English folk song, and yet it's interlaced with these pounding West African drums, very much up my street. This is Count Ossie and the Mystic Revelation of Rastafari and 400 Years.
Of colonial reign has brought the people misery, has left them such pain. The talk is now of independence, you see. It wasn't meant for you or for me. As strangers we came, slave trade was the game. And ever since we don't even know our name. We must remember and all that they did to mother and father. So people, people, for what it's worth, demands your freedom here upon earth. Stop asking when, where and how. Make up your mind, the time is now. Thank you.
what it's worth. Demands your freedom here upon earth. Stop asking when, where, and how. Make up your mind, the time is now.
That was Damily with Roro Soa, and I just love that track. I love how gentle her singing is. It almost sounds like someone singing a lullaby into your ear, and very uplifting. That was the new release from the Malagasy guitarist and recent Music Planet session guest, and that was his wife and manager Yvel singing on that track. From Madagascar now to Puerto Rico, this next one is by an artist called Minito Rivera. In late 1957, at the age of 11, he participated in an amateur radio programme winning first place. A talent scout from Ansonia heard and was impressed by his talent and quickly made arrangements to record four songs. And this is one of them. So this is Minita Rivera with Los Cialenos and Sacudete Zapato Viejo.
Una dama buena.
That Cumbia sound never fails to put me in a good mood. Some instant sunshine for these last days of winter. And whenever I hear Cumbia, it reminds me of a particularly special trip I made to Colombia a few years ago, where I was completely blown away by all of the rich musical traditions I encountered out there. A very, very special place indeed. Although this particular Cumbia sound comes not from Colombia, but from Peru. It is from a recent compilation called Galaxia Tropical, put together by a label called Analog Africa, celebrating the music of Ranil from Iquitos, a gateway to the Amazon rainforest in Peru and the world's largest city unreachable by roads. This is Music Planet on BBC Radio 3. I'm Zakia, sitting in tonight and exploring some of my favourite folk recordings alongside the usual new releases. Now, I was lucky enough to work at an incredible record shop called Honest John's down in West London quite a few years ago. And when I was there, I used to make my way through all of the incredible CDs that they had on display and discovered a label called Okora. And it was when I first became really curious about traditional music from all around the world. I remember discovering this particular CD and just being completely captivated by it. It sounded ancient and modern somehow at the same time. It's a recording of Yeli, a style of polyphonic singing from the rainforest region of northern Congo. And most of the music on this album is performed without any instrumental accompaniment, only hand clapping backing up the multiple voices which create this incredible polyphonic effect. Yeah. the violinist Knut Kallist, and that was recorded by Alan Lomax in Carriacou in 1962, Carriacou being a tiny 7-mile-long island off the coast of Grenada, where my grandparents happen to be from. And it's an island rich with incredible folk traditions, many of which I write about in my new book, Finding Albion. And that particular song was a type of music that used to accompany something called a quadrille dance, a European courtly dance that was transplanted to the Caribbean during the colonial era. And I love that you can hear the Scottish and Irish influences in there. Next, I'm going to play you some new music from an artist exploring his own transatlantic connection. In January, Lasana Diabate released his first album of purely balafon music, the balafon being a melodic percussion instrument similar to the marimba. And he's bringing together traditional pieces with roots in the Mandé Empire, alongside original compositions inspired by his time in Unamagic, the indigenous name for the Canadian coastline of Cape Breton. Lasana Diabate and Cape Breton, and something so hypnotic about the sound of the balafon. Some more transatlantic connections coming up next, but this time looking to the Andes and the sound of the marimba, a close cousin of the balafon we just heard. This one comes from a series of LPs put out by Honest Johns, compiling classic music from Ecuador, specifically Esmeraldas, which has been home to a unique Afro-Indigenous culture since the 16th century. I love the way this track builds and builds. It's triumphant and euphoric and very, very beautiful indeed. This one is by Liaquiclia and it's called Agua Larga.
Llora el agua,
healing sounds from the northwestern Andes, and I love that you can hear the bird song and the mountainous atmosphere on that track as well. I've got a couple more vintage sounds dug out from the vaults from me this evening. This is an encounter between the Japanese Minyo luminary Michiya Mehashi playing the shamisen, a traditional three-stringed Japanese lute. And in this track, he's meeting the bombastic Latin jazz sound of the Tokyo Cuban Boys. I love this track's twists and turns. It's very cinematic.
We'll be right back.
That was The Son of PM with Talung Jun Loom. And I was lucky enough to spend a bit of time in Thailand last year, and I picked up some incredible records while I was out there, which left me hungry for more Thai sounds. And I absolutely loved the blend of traditional instruments and electric guitars on that one. It is from a new compilation of shadow music, a term given to the Thai guitar pop movement of the 1960s, when early Western rock and roll sounds began seeping into Thailand's consciousness. That is almost it from us tonight on Music Planet. The new music show is up next here on Radio 3. I'm Zaki Asul. It's been a pleasure spending some time with you. And I'll be back on the BBC airwaves tomorrow night over on 6 Music for my weekly Dreamtime excursion. So hope to see you there. I'm going to leave you with this. It's from a new collection of music from across Central Asian ex-Soviet republics, put together by an incredible label called Death Is Not the End. This one is called Hassan. Enjoy it and good night.
Sounds of the Kurdish rock group Kemal Wetan. Music Planet was presented this week by Zakia Sewell, and it's a reduced listening production for Radio 3, produced by Gabriel Francis.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
Hello, I'm Nick Mohammed, actor, amateur violinist, and 100% faithful. As a performer, I'm fascinated by how audiences respond to new ideas. In a new three-part series, I find out how Britain first reacted to the music of Bartok, Shostakovich and Richard Strauss, and how that changed over time.
I was 20 when I wrote Jesus Christ Superstar, you know, and as an admirer of Shostakovich, there is an enormous influence in the piece.
Join me for episode 3, Shostakovich and Us, this Sunday night from 7:15.
Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Now it's over to Kate Mollison.
Hello, welcome to the New Music Show. I'm going to tell you what we've got for you after this. This is by the Swedish composer Linnea Taupe, and I reckon there should be a special subsection of the word onomatopoeia for when music makes you feel exactly as the title of the piece describes. In this case, the title is She Came Out of the White Fog. And yeah, the music just feels accordingly. Pipes are literally gasping for their breath, says Linnea Taupe of that opening track on her new album, they are not getting enough air to reach up to their full tone range. It's an amazing sound, isn't it? That piece was She Came Out of the White Fog. It's from Variations for Light Waves, enveloping, slightly clammy, hazily luminous stuff. Out next month on the label Thanatosis. More slow and subtle organ music coming up on the show. Well, welcome to the New Music Show. I'm Kate Mollison. Thank you as ever for joining us here tonight on Radio 3. I'm going to be in conversation with one of my favourite musicians, Rodri Davis. He brings us some very nice choices of music to listen to, and he talks a wee bit about his own practice and about his solo work and also his work with the band Hen Ogled. Also coming up tonight, Kurtag, Anna Thorvaldsdottir, Sarah Devachi and Marton Ilesh. And we'll have the Czech premiere of On